Hi guys, this is Joe from the Power Records Podcast here in beautiful Toronto, Canada. Hope you're all doing fantastic. Hope that you're all safe and hope that you are still collecting those vinyl records. And of course, this podcast is all about vinyl records and how you could start your own online vinyl record business. Be it that the vinyl records are very, very popular right now. A lot of younger people are buying them. They are getting more and more popular, selling in more stores, more flea markets, and more record shows. See them popping up everywhere. So tune into this podcast where I want to give you a little bit of help and advice on how to make money selling vinyl records. So it's been pretty busy, you know, this time of year. As you know, everybody wants their order. And I just want to give you a couple of pointers for you, all you newbies out there that are delivering records at this time. A couple of things to note. The postal system is still very clogged with many, many deliveries. Sometimes orders don't arrive. Sometimes they arrive 3 weeks later when they normally take 5 days. So it's very important that you issue tracking numbers to your customers. Very, very important. Don't send an order online without a tracking number or you will be dinged, especially on Amazon. It's very important that you track and continually give updates to your customers where their record is. Otherwise, they won't deal with you again. The postal system in the U.S. and Canada is still pretty bogged down, and there's probably no relief in sight, especially here in Canada, where vaccines of postal workers must be given. Otherwise, they don't work at the post office. So a lot of people refuse to get the vaccines. Hence, there are short staff both in postal outlets and in warehouses. So it's very, very difficult for them to function at this time. And who knows when that's going to clear up. So let your customers know. What you can do is let your customers know ahead of time that, you know, you may put it in your listing that, you know, there may be postal delays. And they may not arrive on time because it's not going to clear up for the next immediate future. The other thing is that you know here we go again. There is a lot of suppliers that are sending records out in non-LP mailers. You know, I got a bunch of records in the last month that were shipped in 2 pieces of cardboard, just a bubble wrap, envelopes. Like, it's just not the way to do it. If you are going to be shipping a LP to your customer, make sure you use an LP shippers, and you can buy them online. There's a few suppliers that sell them, and of course they're not cheap. They range between $1.50 and $2 each, but you know, work that into your cost. And it's best that you ship like that, you know, with a foam, with bubble wrap inside the mail LP mailer, because you know, they get thrown around a lot. You know, I've seen the way some of these packages are handled, and it must be noted that you must take care when you are delivering, especially in this environment, you know, when there's oodles and oodles of parcels and packaging that can destroy the records very easily. And you know, records are gems, you know, they're very delicate. And they can scuff and scratch easy in shipment. You know, you may ship something to your customer and think that it is, you know, it's in prime condition, but it can get there and with scuffs and scratches just by the way you send it. So that's another thing to note as well too. So guys, if you need any advice, I'm here for you. If you have any questions about how to sell vinyl records online, if you want some advice, I'm here for you, and I will answer any questions that need be. That's my show for today. Take care, and we'll talk to you soon.